感谢主，今年的最后一天刚好在礼拜天。
Praise the Lord that this year, the last day of the year is a Sunday.
今天也刚好是除夕夜。
And also at the same time is New Year's Eve.
我们感谢主，跟我们的家人在一起聚会。
We praise the Lord that we may gather with our family members.
我就希望大家把你的心打开。
I wish that everyone will open up your heart.
我们下面有一些分享感恩的时间，待会。
And the following time, we're going to have some time of thanksgiving.
请你心里先祷告预备。
May you please pray and ask the Lord what you would like to share.
那个刚才Chris 他的 rapping 非常好。
That's just now, Chris. He had an excellent rapping performance.
只是有一个问题。
The only downside was
听不见他在讲。
We couldn't hear him.
所以待会儿他可以再 rap 一次。
Then next time we can do it again. We're gonna invite him to rap all of that again.
我就想说，待会儿我们分享的时候。
I'd like to invite all of you when you share.
待会儿你分享的时候。
Yeah, later when during the time of sharing.
我希望你真的用你的心来感谢神。
That you truly like give thanks with your heart.
那是今天聚会的唯一目的。
That's the whole point of today.
Amen.
Amen.
没有比一个更有能力的事情是在一年的了结的时候在感谢在天上的父亲对你的一切的恩典。Amen.
There's nothing more powerful than giving thanks for the last year on the last day of the year.
Amen.
Amen.
我们谢谢 Johnny 跟敬拜团。
We thank you, Johnny, and also the worship team.
很不容易，刚刚带完了就要下来翻译。
It's not easy that I just led worship and now have to translate.
我希望你们当中有翻译的能力的开始跟我报名。
I'd also like to invite whoever has the gift of interpretation, please sign up with me.
起来服侍吧。
Please serve.
我们每一个礼拜天中午吃完饭以后也需要人打扫。
And then every Sunday after lunch, we also need people to clean up.
我们就起来服侍吧。
Please arise and serve.
我们感谢神的反应就是服侍神。
The way we respond to God's love, one of it is to serve.
我们报告事项第二点。
The second announcement.
我们新的一年主神给我们的一个主题跟应许是翻转的一年，兴起发光。
So the New Year's theme of 2018 is a year of turning around, arise and shine.
我们有多少人当中需要翻转的举手
？Who is here who needs to turning around?
在新的一年
In the new year,
我们求神让我们从今天就开始翻转好吗
We could ask the Lord, please turn around our life starting now.
我们的心要翻转
Our heart needs to be turned around.
Amen. 我们要面对神
We need to turn to the Lord.
要感恩
We start giving thanks.
要悔改
We want to repent.
要求神医治我们
And ask the Lord to heal us.
你们同意的说阿们好吗
If you agree, please say amen.
我现在要求一件事情，我请求一件事情。
I'm going to ask you for one thing.
你现在忘记任何 bother 你的事情。
Please forget everything that bothers you.
单单注视在神的身上。
But focus on the Lord alone.
你也不要担心你待会要分享什么。
You don't need to worry about what you're going to share later.
让神的灵来带领你。
Let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Amen.
Amen.
你就是感谢你天上的父亲。
You just thank your heavenly father.
用各样的方法。
With all sort of ways.
你可以来跳舞 too.
You can dance.
你可以读一首诗歌，你从心里面的。
You can read a song, or lyrics, or poem.
你可以用任何的方法。
Anyway.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的 Robert 牧师，我们感谢他在我们当中的服事。
We thank for.Robert Scott has been serving among us.
在英文部的这个
你小心一点。
代理牧师到今天为止。
That Robert Scott, he'll complete his term as the English ministry interim pastor today.
我们要谢谢他在未来的礼拜六下午五点在教会有一个感恩，谢谢他的一个晚宴。
So next Saturday, we're going to host a thanks appreciation dinner for Pastor Robert Scott and Masha.At 5 p.m. afternoon, it's a potluck style.
带你最喜欢的菜。
Please bring one of your favorite dish to share.
我们也继续有爱心奉献，支票抬头写 GCC， 那下左下角写 Love 就可以。
So we're also going to collect a love offering for them, so support their retirement. So please bring check pay, write a check pay, payable to GCCC, and the memo says love.
非常谢谢。
That will collect a love offering.
我们知道有很多人在过去时间都忘记的东西都留在教会。
The last item is, if you have left any item at church in the past.
Yeah, 到聚完会在后面有一个箱子，你赶快去找。
We have a lost and found box at the back table. Please look for your item in the, over there, or else we're going to donate it.
Yeah, 过了今天以后就没有了。
Yeah, after today, we'll be gone forever.
林良堂的月历已经到了。
Forever. our 2018 Bread of Life calendar is here.
Yeah, 欢迎你们每一家拿一份，如果还没拿的。
We welcome each family. Maybe
如果谁没有，你举手好吗？那个。
Whoever doesn't have it, please
raise your hand. Usher 就是给他们好吗 ？Okay.
Okay, looks like we all have one.
Okay, 我们现在要收奉献。
So we're gonna collect our tithes and offering right now.
奉献是基督徒对神的信心跟爱的一个表现。
Offering, tithe and offering is a way to show our faith and our love for the Lord.
We're going
to tithe with a thanksgiving heart.
Heart.
If you don't understand what I'm talking about, you don't need to give. Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们为过去这一年献上感谢。
We give thanks for the last past year.
从岁首到年终，你都照顾我们。
From the beginning of the year to the end, you have always taken care of us.
你供应我们一切的需要。
You have supplied every needs.
我们现在要把当纳的十分之一奉献给你。
We will right now. We're gonna offer our tenth of our income.
求主悦纳。
May you receive it.
祷告奉主名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
这个经文先打出来好。今天是今年的最后一天。
Today is the last day of the year.
你觉得怎么样啊
？How are you feeling？
有没有什么反应啊？这最后
，There's no dessert. Do you have any response？
正在那边说哇 ，excellent 啊
！Jason says it's excellent year. I need to prepare this.
我们来读一段经文好吗？我们来读神的
话。Let us read a passage, a scripture.
我们先念英文，再念中文。
We'll first read it in English, and then we'll read them in Chinese.
Okay, 我们一起来，预备，来。
And the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
And to prayer. 都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, eat together with glad, sincere hearts.
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and
the Lord added
to
their number
daily
those
who were
being
saved.
我用中文念好吗？
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在
殿里，
且在家中擘饼。存着欢喜诚实的
心
用饭
赞美神
得众
民
的
喜爱
主将得
救的
人
天
天
加
给
他
们
We will also read the following scripture Psalm 100 verse 4 Let's all read together in English First and then Mandarin
先用英文来读
Enter his
gates with thanksgiving and his court with praiseGive thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. 当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善， 他的慈爱永存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
I'm going to share a few words in these two scriptures.
今天我会跟大家分享这两段的经文。
Very brief.
很简单的分享。
In the first book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 and 46 to 47.We see God's people are in one heart.
在使徒行传的第二章四十二节四十六到四十七节，我们看到使徒们跟信徒们，他们都是同心合意的。
It's not easy to be in one heart.
你知道同心合意是很不容易的。
But there was a miracle when the church started. They were in one heart.
可是这个是一个奇迹，当教会刚开始的时候，他们竟然是同心合意。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42 reads, They devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
在使徒行传第二章的四十二节 这里说，这些门徒们天天同心在殿里横切的聚集，拨饼，还有用饭，还有什么？祈祷，对不起。
They devote to the same thing.
他们用同样的心，就是合一的心，来做同样的事。
Second part, Acts chapter 2, verse 46 to 46, 46 to 47, they say they live together in one heart.
在第四十六到四十七节，他们说，这里写到说，他们住在一起，是一个合一的心住在一起。
It's not easy to live together in one heart.
我们知道住在一起用一个合一的心很不容易。
Amen.
Amen.
Just now, we just want to put the chair out. We want to sit here. It's took a long time.
我们刚刚只是把椅子搬要围一个圈，都已经花很长的时间了。
Today, I'd like to invite this time of sharing. We're learning, give thanks to God in one heart.
今天早上我们要感谢神，我们在学习怎么样用合一的心来感恩。
Can we do that?
可以吗?
We lay down all the things bother us. We focus on God, Father.
我们放下所有那些让我们愁烦的事情，只是专注在天父身上。
We want to give our daddy a good gift by the end of the year.
我们希望给我们天父一个很好的礼物，就是感恩。
Say, Daddy, I love you.
就跟天父说，我爱你。
I thank you for this year.
我为今年感恩。
Can you repeat after me?
你可以重复我说的话吗?
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
There's a power in this.When you say, I thank you, Father,
当你说我谢谢你天父
for this year,
为今年
Amen, despise is up and down and whatever, you just declare that.
无论 你是怎么样，今年过得怎么样，上上或下下，你只要宣告感谢你天父。
I encounter many people share with me lately.
我遇到很多，最近碰到很多不同的人跟我分享。
Thank you, Josh.Pastor Joseph, I'm depressed.
他就跟牧师说我很忧愁，
忧郁。This thing doesn't go my way. That thing didn't go my way. I'm really bothered. You know, I don't know how can I continue to live.
我就很多事情都不顺利，我都很心里很烦，说不知道怎么活下去啊。
I say, well,
我就说
Congratulations, you joined the club.
我说恭喜你啊，你加入我们的叫做什么？
不是我们啊， you joined the club.
What is the club?
Depression Club.
就忧郁症的团体，谢谢你，欢迎俱乐部。
Because truly, if you don't know this Lord, this Father, how can you survive in this world right now?
如果你不认识这位天父，你怎么可以真的活在这个世界上呢？
Amen.
这个社会里面。
So I share with that person. I say, why don't you switch your focus? You start to count His blessing on you.
我就跟那个人分享说，你要不要转移你的注意力，就开始感恩。
The person said, "I don't feel like that."
可是我没有感觉。
I tell you, you will never feel like to give thanks.
我跟你说，你从来不会感觉到想要感恩。
You force yourself start to give thanks.
你要勉强你自己开始感恩。
And then your spirit changes.
然后你的灵就开始改变。
Amen.
Amen.
And the psalmist says in Psalm 100.
在这个诗篇的一百篇里面写的
It say God's people give thanks in one heart. It say enter his gates with thanksgiving.
这边写说神的儿女们要进入他的院，进入他的殿，用感恩的心
And into his court with praise.
然后满口赞美进入他的院
Give thanks unto him.
要感谢他，称颂他的名
And bless his name.
要祝福神的名
For the Lord is good.
因为耶和华本是美善的
His loving kindness endure forever.
And
his faithfulness unto all generations.
他的慈爱存到永远, 他的信实直到万代。
The psalmist gives us the reason to give thanks.
这个诗篇给我们为什么要感恩的原因?
The Lord is good.
因为我们的父神是好的。
You can repeat after me. The Lord is good.
What? Man.
His love endures forever. Amen. In light of that spirit, how about let's hear now? We give thanks to the Lord one by one. You can read a poem, you can dance, you can do whatever the way. Let the Spirit lead us so you will be really healed, liberated, conclude this year with thanksgiving. Then 2018 will be a year of turning around.
Amen. 好长 我们现在下面的时间就打开给各位可以来分享你的感恩 你知道吗? 如果你开始感恩 你就可以进入一个新的一年 就是真正的翻转的一年
Amen.
Amen.
Each person has three to five minutes no more than that
每个人有三到五分钟
You can use different way to give thanks to God for this year
你可以用不同的方式来感恩
To count his blessing
你可以来数算他的恩典 他的祝福
Appreciate you keep your time
我希望你们能够尽量的把它限在三到五分钟
Don't give sermon okay?
不要给我们一个信息
And that you can give thanks more than one time
你可以感恩超过一次
Okay
好谢谢
Okay. Pastor Robert will keep time. Who will be the first?
Pastor Robert, who's counting the time?
I'm ready. 谁要第一个?
准备好.
Okay, sure. Okay, sure. You can.
还有一二三件, okay. 我要翻译吗?
We will not translate whatever the language that person, you know, does give to the Lord. We just say amen.
好的,我不会翻译了,谢谢。下面听到他怎么样讲,你就在心里面说阿们就好了。 他是用什么样的语言，就是他们决定。
Okay, well, I'm gonna speak English.
So everyone can see you.
Well, I want to thank God for our pastor's burnout. But you know, because of his burnout. Our English congregation, we able to learn to open our heart with Pastor Sky and Marsha's teaching, and we really learn to accept one each other and love and support, and you know, had great fellowship until even yesterday, Saturday morning. We learned together about Zechariah 7. I sent everybody an email, I mean English congregation email, that God doesn't, he wants us to love one another. He wants us to love him and love one another, but not like just come to church and just, you know, do the religious I think to just seek his favor, but for ourselves, but we seek his favor for one and another. And so that was really great, and I thank God for it. And then next one, and then I'm going to sing next. So it's within 3 minutes. Who's next?
谢谢这个我们 English 的那个 Robert Scott 他在礼拜六的早上的祷告会，然后给我们一个很多 insight 的一个学习，所以他是给我们很多很多的正面上的鼓励，他甚至于让他自己都非常 available， 就是在任何时间让我们觉得他都是很 available for us， and we thank you for that， and thank you God， 但是他还是一个 provider。 我以前非常困难要感恩，因为我来自的中国人家庭是很难感恩的，都拿是我的就是我的，然后不是我就算了，然后所以那如果真的很喜欢还要用抢的啊，所以说那个非常不知道怎么样感恩，结果从这个Robert Sass他让我觉得说。 我可以学习其实每一个 gain 都不是很偶然的，都是有一个 purpose。 那也谢谢我的老公，那因为在不眠不休的，然后他总是在他最忙碌的时候也是给我一个 availability， 这也是一个非常重要的，因为当我有疑问，当我需要他 hug 的时候。谢谢。那个也谢谢我们这个Robert Scott 离开之后呢，我们有一个新起来的人叫做 Cindy。 Cindy 呢，他就起来了，因为一定有一个人带上来，就会有一个接棒的，然后就会有越来更多人兴起。其实教会的本身的主旨就是让每个人越来越兴起，越来越兴起，就越来越旺盛。然后就感谢主，让他这个让我们就是有一个人带上，带前面，后面的人就能够兴起来。那我们也希望神为这个2018年继续开路。那当然还有一个很重要的，就是今天刚刚 Pastor 那个 Joseph 他说我们要一个心。那一个心是很重要的。那昨天呢，我们在礼拜六的那个早上呢，我们昨天其实我也是很拖的南山的脚步过来，可是我学到一句话，只要一句话，他告诉你说，其实在我们的人生里面，我们的 audience 只有一个，就是不是你要来教会，你来教会不是为别人，你是为了跟 Jesus meet。 你的 audience 在你人生的 journey 里面，你的 audience 其实只有一个。这个是我昨天学习到的，我也很高兴我要把它 practice 在2018年，然后我们的 audience 只有一个。谢谢。
Thankful to God for the trials He's brought me through, and I'm sorry, I'll stand over here. So, and especially in this last year, I've been through a lot of turbulence that has become quite smooth and calm, and I've learned a lot of things. And God's been really good to teach me those things, and I'm really thankful for all of the trials that we're given in our lives. And I'll just read a poem I wrote a while back about someone that I really miss, and I'm really thankful for being a part of my life. Your sighing warmth, stirring each morn, ere more recent recollection. Your sighing warmth visits my imagined inspection. Our bodies press perfectly one into the other. Met lips bestow longing never to smother. Chanced upon you, I will never accept. If this was chance, then fate is inept. My beam of moon and morning star, while sensing your presence, sunsets unfold. Memory of you sustains me afar, but beside you, I know we would never grow old. What a thrill your greeting voice ever stewed. The sound of sweetest wind chime cannot compare. Hope that was lost was abundantly renewed, lifted by your tender spirit, lighter than air. As a swift whirlwind, you encircled my path. As a peaceful mist, you settled in war's aftermath. Without you, all can be calm and cold, a fastened stalwart clasp. But you enter a summer's waterfall upon my roiling pool, ever moved beyond my stance in ways I cannot grasp. Always there seems more of you presented, absent rule. Time reveals so much to us of only what we know. Threads all the thinner wove tightly together make the strongest rope. Skies look never the same if two apart see what they show. Thoughts unshared yield each one to surroundings how they grow. And lost in many storms, your light will always give me hope.
Anyone else? 哪一位啊？中文的都没有感恩的吗？
我感恩每一天，每一天，每一时，当然也每一年都感恩，是受神的照顾，真的能够有平安， 能够有这么一个大家庭，真的是我以前都没有想到过，这我们的弟兄姐妹都是很可爱，都有爱心，感谢主，感谢主，继续照顾我们呀。
2017年是真的有很大的突破。我妹妹啊，唯一的妹妹的痼疾啊，就是有好多年的毛病，终于在今年开刀就被医治了。这一切都是很奇妙。若不是神的话，她可能我不知道会怎么样。不过感谢赞美主，这个心里一个很大的重担就放下来了。所以我妹妹得医治是今年我觉得非常非常感恩的。在他的身上我就看到神的奇妙，因为神真的不是因为我们很可爱或者我们不可爱，我们很乖我们还是不乖，我们听他的话或者不听他的话，甚至于我们不认识他，可是他就是爱我们。我在我妹妹身上绝对是看到，因为他神经起来他会骂上帝，可是他不管他怎么样的头脑不清楚，可是我在他身上看见神真的很爱他。所以我今年最大的收获就是我的妹妹能够去医院能够得到医治，现在也康复得很好，而且她越来越好，就是感谢赞美主，这是我今年最大的收获吧。谢谢主。
The Psalm 100 said that the Lord is good and his love endureth forever. So my thanksgiving testimony is, yeah, when I know that God is good and his love endures forever, I have life and I have happiness and I have hope. Because from my childhood, I have depression, and depression means I turn away from God and I have no hope. But through this year, many, many years now, I know that this year is the year of returning around, right? It's turning around. It means above turn, that I can turn around. And in the past, I was going away from God, but this year, God promised me I am turning around and I come back to God and I recover all the hope that I lost, the dream I have lost. My dream in the, as a child was that I can help those who are mentally challenged, those who are emotionally depressed, and I have lost hope because I don't think I can make it. But this God tells me that this year I can. And I believe in recovery because I can return to God and know that God is helping me. And I know this year God has given me one very good person. Do you know who he is? He is a peer of mine, and his name is Davon Allen. Davon Allen is a person who struggled with mental challenges just like me. And last week, during evening prayer time for the group leaders, and my pastor, our pastor asked me, do you do daily devotion, Bible study every day? And I was so ashamed. I have to tell him I didn't. And he gave me a sheet that tells me that every day if you do Bible study privately, you will end up 1 year and you will complete the Bible one round. And this morning when I was coming with Davon into church, and Davon shared with me that he have promised Reverend Robert Scott that he has accepted God and he is determined to go follow Christ. And I asked him, do you have any plan? And he said, well, he shared with me, one of the plans is that I and him will do Bible study at our home every day. And using the passage, scripture passage, that Reverend Teen gave me, and I will text him every day and share what that day the Bible have told us. And the Lord is giving me this good friend, the one will be a year of the word.
So, okay. 好，就是我相信很多人都得有很多感恩啊，就是一年五天，但是我觉得，就是大家都比较含蓄一点，就不好意思拿这个麦克风啊。So I believe, so I just speak in English, I guess. So I guess everyone here they have something to say, like something to say like grace, say the grace and. But you know, but Chinese we're kind of shy and we just have to ask. But you be thankful for this year. So I just graduated this year in May from UC Berkeley, and it took me a long time. Yeah, it's like 5 years from knowing nothing, like from taking ESL. To all the way to graduate from one of the best engineering school in the world. And I thank God. Thank God gave me this gift. And yeah, also I thank recently my family has some issues. My stepdad and my mom, they had like a fight. And thank God they come back together and try to reconcile. And also, I thank God for my dad's health. And in China, he is having liver problem. But this year, he is pretty healthy, and his condition is controlled. And I was praying for him, and very thankful that God, made his health condition become better. And also thankful for. Angela and Scott, as when I was, well, kicked out of my house, and they allowed me to stay at their place, and very thankful, and they treat me like a family, and I really feel the love from them, and also thankful for Grace and Jason. Yeah, they basically I just moved to their place for like. Couple days, yeah. And yeah, just very different year. Yeah, a lot of things happened this year, and I just want to thank everything is according to God's plan, and I'm very thankful for everything happened this year. That's it.
今年是很感恩的一年， 我觉得就是刚才牧师在说翻转一年的时候，那翻转之前肯定会松动，我觉得我就是开始已经有一点的变化了，因为来了美国之后，今年是第三年啊，我觉得今年是我真正独立的刚开始的第一年，就是我开始独立了，有很多的事情我都可以自己去做，不用依靠家里人或者是怎么样的，所以我觉得这些都是主加添给我的力量，因为我从来没有想到过我自己可以，就是很多事情我都可以去做，我完全在以前在想哦，我觉得我不能做这个，我不能做那个，但是我现在是我在我心里边就有一句话，靠什么事情是不能做的，所以我觉得我什么事情都可以去尝，也会的力量。然后这你点了的力量，听到了啊？蛮有感恩的，我心里边，就是还有很多年了，我有一个心里边的一个心理问题吧，差不多有十多年了。每到过节，每一个节日啊，圣诞节啊，新年啊，反正是一些大的节日，我都有心里边就有那种很恐惧的感觉啊，我很恐惧去过每一个节日，因为我觉得我自己很孤单，所以什么？但是今年呢，我就跟主说，我要克服这个心里边的障碍。所以今年呢，我就是一点都没有以往的那种恐惧，我觉得很惊讶，真的我觉得很惊讶哦。主医治了我所有的一切，所以我觉得今年很特别的一年，也是刚刚开始，就是经历神最就是很深的一年，所以很感恩。好，谢谢。
我先用中文说吧。我非常感谢主在2017年让我得到一个新的大家庭，我在这儿非常感到有支持帮助，你们每个人都像我的家庭一员一样，我非常谢谢你，谢谢大家。但这并不是我今天想说的重点，我非常想说的是2017年上帝把我的整个思想观念都已经改变了。就是如果放在以前，这个我练了这么久，这个麦克突然坏了，我以前会非常生气，我就会觉得哎呀太可惜了，大家都没有听到我精彩的 rap， 我就每天都在练了好久好久。但是我今天当那个麦克声音 go off 的时候，我就自己继续唱嘛，因为我知道神听见了。我觉得现在我觉得不在乎我 rapping 的技巧，不在乎一切的技巧，然后我现在就是那个时候感觉突然就像在一个一两岁的小孩对我爸妈说第一句我爱你或者什么样的话的时候，那种感觉真的很像。所以的话我就觉得非常喜乐，就是我刚刚从那件事情上觉得我真的改变了很多，然后我现在非常相信神，也非常爱神，就很重要。对 Yeah, so I'm going to translate in English. So at first, I want to thank you, all of you, for taking me as a family member. And I really feel love in this church. And I really want to thank you all. But it's not the point I was trying to make today. Today, I really want to say is like, thanks, Lord, for changing my mindset in the 2017. And just for example, today, you guys noticed my mic went off when I tried to rap. In the past, I would be so mad because I've been trying so hard. I've been like practicing a lot, but in the end, it all screwed up, you know, in some of the sense. But actually, when the mind goes off, I still keep rapping because I know like God hears me and angels hears me, Jesus hears me. That's fine, and I just feel like it's a huge turning point for my mindset. And yeah, that's it. All right. Okay, okay. I'll try, I'll try.
Come here. I want to secure the mic.
All right. Okay, I can acapella actually. Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I already know what a loving is. Is it love? It was, I'm living it. Do I live in it? So astounding. Love is the ocean, you can drown me. The swinging breaths, the lovely taste. I taste it and see, I'm on the grace, the place to be. It means to never be umbrella. I'm cool with the cold and hot weather. Whether I never ever understand, I'm a man, he has no great plans. Stand with the faith in your life, never know or touch. Still outside my clutch, but I'm like, what's the dream of? What's the hope in? What's the die for? Live to no end. This living, the life being given is a gift. If I'm living it, I'm live to death. So what's the dream of? What's the hope in? What's the die for? Live to no end. This living, the life being given is a gift. If I'm living it, I'm live to death. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Maybe God mean for this occasion to share.
Okay, I think I'm going to speak English. I think actually majority of people here understand English. So I'm just simple English, no technical word. First thing, when Chris talked, when he's sharing, it just... Pastor Joseph said, you don't have to worry about what you're going to share, but the Holy Spirit is going to tell you. So when he shared this, I'm just so thankful that God, I'm not trying to give credit to myself. I know Chris because he buy insurance from me. And he came to church, I saw his change, you know. sorry, I just... emotion. I'm thanking God that he used me. He gave me this opportunity. My manager at the time is a Christian. And this is from internet lead. He got a quote on the website. And then my manager, C, is a Chinese name. So he gave it to me because I speak Chinese. And then when I talked to him, found out that he's from my province. So we get bonded. And the exciting thing is I talked to him just before my vacation. And then I thought, oh, most time if you're gone for 2 weeks, that business is gone because people are not going to wait for you. They need to buy insurance. Not going to wait for you for another day sometime. I need insurance right now. If you can't help me, 10 minutes, I find another person to buy insurance, right? So after I talked to him, I went to vacation. But 2 weeks after I come back, I called him. I thought, 99% of the time, I already got insurance. He said, oh, I haven't got insurance. I'm just not in a hurry waiting for you. I said, oh, okay, thank God. I did all the work. So anyway, I'm not trying to give my credit to me. I'm just thank God that God had used me. I saw his change, his spiritual growth, just rapidly growth. You know, I can just tell from his faith. He's full of joy and peace now. Not like when we first met him, you can tell he's stressed, he's maybe a little depressed too, you know. Just anyway, so that's just when you talk and God showed me this, I want to share this. For ourselves, we're thankful that, we're very thankful this year. It has been a very peaceful year up to last Wednesday, but we have a good year and we went to Holland for the first time, for me first time. I met all his relatives. We also went to beautiful Vienna, love Vienna. I can go back next month. Anyway, but last Wednesday evening, I actually had a very bad day at work. I was already kind of stressed at work. And then when I got home shortly, he called me that he got an accident, just like less than like 3 minutes away from home. But he said, I'm okay, I'm not injured. So I said, okay. Don't leave. I'm going to come out. So I drive car out. I think in the beginning, he thought maybe you don't need to call police, right? I don't know. Anyway, so we called police and police came. We thank God that it's a small accident. He was sitting in the front. He's driving and then the other car hit his back of his car. So far, I don't think he's injured, right? So he's not injured. So we're thankful for that. And so anyway, we believe, and the other driver trying to make up a different story. So we believe God, we pray. All we can do is pray, you know. So we're not worried. God can have a way to show the justice. So anyway, I want to thank God that I told the policeman, I'm not sure he's a Christian or not, but I said, thank God that it's a small accident, not a big one. When I say thank God, he suddenly, you know, lift up his head. I think he's a Christian. I feel the spirit. I don't know, God gave me this spiritual gift. When I meet a stranger, they don't have to tell me anything. I just look at their eye, their face. They have that light from the Lord. I can feel the spirit. 99% time, my judgment is right. Anyway, I feel he's a Christian. When I said, thank God, he lifted up his head. I said, thank God, it's a small accident. My husband is not injured. And he, actually, I think he knocked his head. And then, anyway, I hope this is a good witness to the policeman that they know as a Christian, life is not always smooth, easy. We get hurt sometimes because other people fought. He didn't do anything wrong. But no matter what happened, we know God's love endures forever. And we still have the peace and joy. Next, I know that day we had spiritual warfare. I had a spiritual warfare in at work. And then in the evening, I was so tired and this thing happened. He had a bad migraine headache that morning, even before the accident. The whole day is spiritual warfare. But next morning, guess what? I was singing, there's a Chinese song said. We were singing the song that, 不管得失不得失, 我都要赞美神。 那个赞美歌就到我的脸里面早上我就一直的唱 我要, you know, I know I'm not afraid Satan, this is spiritual warfare. We are going to win. Amen. Hallelujah. Sorry, I just got emotion today. I don't know why.
I just wanted to share. So we're thinking about the whole last year, and 2017 was a very challenging year for me and my family on many, many fronts. But throughout the year, we've been trying to focus on the good things rather than focus on the negative. And it's been, when I look back, I think it's been a year full of a lot of peace and closeness to God for me and my family. And this is the kind of the grace. This morning, my son, he's sharing me a Bible verse that he said, hey, I just found this Bible verse when I was reading. And he shared it with me, and it really spoke to my heart. I want to share it with the church. It's from Isaiah. Ellie, I'm sorry, I'm taking your sharing. I know. Yeah. But do you want to read it? Okay, I'll read it.
I took you from the ends of the earth. From its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
So when he shared this verse to me, it just really spoke to my heart because I really thought this is the whole year, you know. I didn't fear because I was with God and we were not dismayed. We focused on what was with us. God has chosen us. He's chosen all of us at our whole church. We have not been rejected. And there's just a lot of peace and strength that comes from that. So my church family, we've all been chosen by God. We're all here not because of an accident. It's because God has called us. So, amen. Oh, and I spoke English because I only can speak English.
I want to echo on our brother Helper. Because raising kids in this church, it's like we have extended family. Even Scott and Angel, they don't have kids. They'll take care of my daughters. And Joning take sleepovers for, you know, the girls. And then Dan and Irene, they always take Ryan's, so we don't stress out each other that much. And they just get along so well. I just thank God for this family. Okay, I have another round. Okay. Anybody else?
Well, I mean, this has been, personally and also looking around us, the world, you know, the country, everything, it's been difficult. Because, you know, every day, if you look at the news, something negative happened, or even outside of the U.S., when you read about the environment, the ice is melting, everything. It can be very, very depressing. But when I think about this year, I close my eyes. The first thing I was thinking was amazing is I'm still at my job, which is very interesting. I've been thinking about quitting, and somehow it didn't happen. So I give thanks to God that somehow I'm still there. And then I think about my kids. God has been watching over my family. And there are also things that that helps challenge myself to think more about what I truly believe. And I'm thankful to those challenges. Sometimes you will think that people who are different from you or even against you or what you believe is bad. But it turned out that they helped me to think deeper about who is the God that I believe in. I think this is very helpful. But sometimes in the midst of all the, you know, noises, things that distract me, I always think about Psalm 19. And I like these words. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decree of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. I like this verse a lot. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. And I always think about this last one. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Partly because a lot of time I don't think I can keep this last word. So sometimes I will think about it to remind myself. And I usually think in Cantonese, but I don't think anyone understand Cantonese, so I'm sharing in English. Thank you.
So I also want to thank God for, Greg, we share some struggling because Pastor Joseph shared that how we, you know, sometimes couple want to transform each other, right? And then me and Greg, we want to transform our kids into the way we want it. So we had to encourage each other to forget about transformation and just work with our kids, you know, just work together, because a lot of things you just have to work together. So this is the extended family. I want to once again give thanks to God. Okay. Anybody else? Kevin.
我们到12点半就结束。We will conclude at 12.
Can you pass to Kevin?
It's okay.
I'm, you know, really thankful for this year is just having the privilege to, you know, be a part of this church congregation in a time where I was going through a lot of trials and tribulations with my, you know, personal relationship. And I'm glad that you guys have been able to give me faith and hope that, you know, I can come out of whatever hard, at broken up feelings that I might have been feeling. And, you know, and it's all because of Wilson. Wilson, you know, introduced me to this church, and through a job training program we were in, and he really was one of the people that was very supportive of me and letting me know that, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having this love and compassion that I have for, you know, people in my life. And I think he wanted me to come to this church to share that, you know, with all of you. And, you know, it just showed I'm glad that, you know, I'm, you know, have stayed the way I am and remain aware and enough to really just see another year. People don't know how much of a blessing it is to just keep living on and, the way God intended, and to, you know, be the best you you can become. I just want to be thankful for that.
Okay. I think I have no excuse to not express my thanks. The first thing I have to say is I thank Sandy and Scott. They introduced me to the church. To be honest, I'm not really a church person. I always think I can handle it, or I can do it. You know, I don't need someone to come to, you know, teach me or, you know, give me lessons. I had enough lessons.
我为自己做翻译, okay? 就是说我没有理由不在这年来表达我的感谢。 第一件事情需要感谢的是 Scott 和 Sandy. Sandy 是我的邻居, Scott 是, 我认识他是在他工作的银行里。 这是第一件事情需要感谢。 The second one is last year, weeks, I was in Kaiser Hospital with Julia. Julia was terribly sick. It is so bad, you know, the first and second treatment, she had no response. So it's really dangerous to hit her heart. So at least for text message from Pastor Tim, he showed a lot of love and I don't know.
I believe probably many of you still want to give thanks, but you don't have to only give thanks here, right?
Yep.
You can, anywhere you go, I encourage all of us, wherever you go, before we conclude this year, wherever you see, just give thanks. Share with him how God bless you. Amen? I really mean that's the secret to turning around.
好, 牧, 牧师。
Amen?
就说我们的感恩，我知道我们还有很多人想要感恩，可是时间的关系，可是你们在这里，我们可以在其他地方继续用一个感恩的心跟人家分享。当我们用感恩的心的时候，就开始翻转了。 Amen.
I have a very challenged year this whole year.
我今年非常的挑战。
And thank God brought me to in depth knowing him and knowing people.
我感谢神让我怎么样 走过死荫的幽谷吗？也认识了不少的人。
I will just conclude with the sing the song Give Thanks.
我们一起来用一个我们来唱那个感恩那首歌来结束。
We probably only have English version, so we just sing English.
我们只有用英文的，可是下面会有中文的 subtitle,
okay,
字幕。
中文的你可以 ，Yeah. But let's conclude with the song.
我想用这个有可能是 close to the speaker, 但是 done.
Let's sing together.
看我们不能用这个，可以 unmute 吗？